Hi, welcome to Great Expectations with me, Andrew. Here I am for Yachting International Radio. And today we're going to discuss Bordeaux and Burgundy, two extremely revered, important regions in France, probably the most important areas for winemaking. I would say that Bordeaux and Burgundy are probably the benchmarks in quality winemaking as we know it today. But why is it so many people find Bordeaux and Burgundy to be so confusing? I mean, first we're speaking about whether we like Bordeaux, whether we like Burgundy, but then I prefer Pinot Noir. No, I prefer Cabernet. All of a sudden we're speaking about grapes that aren't even on the bottle. Yes, I understand. It can be really confusing. Fret not. Let's get into a little bit more detail. We've got a Bordeaux bottle here and a Burgundy bottle here. As you can see, the bottles themselves are already different. Therefore, for us, the consumer, it makes things so much easier already. When you've got the high shoulders over here, this is a Bordeaux bottle, a typical Bordeaux bottle. So you're gonna expect Bordeaux. When you've got low sloping shoulders, just like in this bottle, this is a Burgundy bottle. So we will expect Burgundy grapes. So let's get into a little bit more detail over here. Let's take, for example, Burgundy first. So Burgundy is located central to east part of of France. It's totally landlocked. There is the Saône River just going down, but it's a totally landlocked place. No prevailing winds from the seas, no Atlantic Ocean. Having said that, about 200 million years ago, it was actually under the sea. So there's a lot of shellfish and crustacean remains in the terroir. So that lends a lot of beautiful complexity to these type of wines. Now, it's a continental climate, so that means you've got really, really cold winters and relatively cool summers as well. And the most important thing about Burgundy is the grape. It is invariably Pinot Noir. You're always going to have Pinot Noir grapes from Burgundy. Unless it's Beaujolais, which to a certain extent falls within Burgundy, but then you're going to have Beaujolais written on the bottle, and that's a Gamay grape. But let's forget that for a moment. We're speaking about red Burgundy, always Pinot Noir. Simple, really simple. One grape variety, Pinot Noir, and the most delicate, the softest, most fussy grape in the world is Pinot Noir. I would even call it maybe the princess of grapes. Do you remember the story, The Princess and the Pea, where the princess where they set up a little pea, I don't know how many layers below her mattress, and she still feels it? Well, that's Pinot Noir. So it's got a really, really thin skin. And as we know, it's the skin that lends the tannins and lends the color to the wine. So this is Pinot Noir, and you can actually see it's a very, very light color, relatively speaking, compared to Bordeaux. It's a huge color, so the color is really different. So when we speak, we've got really, really thin grapes, therefore we've got a light colored wine. Obviously, a very thin grape can only lend so much color. So you've got a very, very delicate color, low tannins. Again, the skin, the thickness of the skin doesn't lend too much tannin because of the thickness. I would say when it comes to oak, they do sometimes age Burgundy, Pinot Noir and oak. But as you can imagine, when you've got such a delicate grape, do you really want to add too much oak to it? No, so the oak is usually extremely well integrated, very soft, maybe in the background. What about the flavors of Pinot Noir? Yeah, this is a young 2019 vintage, and the flavors you get from Pinot Noir are red berry flavors. It's virtually always red berry flavors. You've got cherry, strawberry, raspberry. these lovely red fruit flavors. When it does mature a little bit, and that is when the magic really happens in Pinot Noir, when it does mature, you get these forest floor flavors, these maybe delicate truffle flavors. Such a beautiful wine. The acidity is extremely high, and that's because it's such a cool area. Let's go to Bordeaux now. Immediately we notice the color is totally different. There is no Pinot Noir in Bordeaux. In Bordeaux, different to Burgundy, they use a blend of grapes. Most common grapes are Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and then you've got Cab Franc, and then you've got two supporting grapes, if used, sometimes you've got Petit Verdot and Malbec. So Cabernet Sauvignon, especially on the left side of the bank. So now when we're in Bordeaux, we've gone westwards in France towards the Atlantic Ocean. So you get the Atlantic breeze. It's more south than Burgundy, so it's slightly warmer. You still have relatively cool winters, but much warmer summers, longer summers, where the berries ripen a little bit more, and that's why you can take more powerful berries such as Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. Now going back to the grapes, Cabernet Sauvignon is very powerful, structured, opulent, rich, high in tannins. And then that's blended with Merlot, which lends a little bit more softness, roundness, a little bit supple. And then you've got Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. So those are maybe more supporting grapes. They give a little bit of spice, a little bit of structure, complexity. They add complexity to the wine. So I can imagine it's really difficult to decide what percentages of these grapes go into the bottle. Again, not written on the bottle. In neither of the bottles do I have written whether what percentage there is in the Bordeaux or whether the Burgundy is even Pinot Noir. And that is probably one of the most confusing things about Bordeaux and Burgundy. What about the flavors in Bordeaux? How do they compare to Burgundy? So in Burgundy we said it's red fruit flavors, and in Bordeaux we get black fruit flavors. We're saying blackberry, we're saying black currant. Oh yes, this is really, really black and strong and rich, much fuller bodied. Yeah. The skins are much thicker, therefore it's got much higher tannins. I can feel it in my mouth really drying up. So the tannins are very high. I would say this is probably very high in Cabernet Sauvignon because the tannins are really there. And this is actually a 2014 vintage. So it's got a little bit of age in it. And in Bordeaux, you need the sage. You need the sage to soften the tannins. And that's where they also use oak. So in Bordeaux, they use a little bit more oak. So then you get maybe oakier flavors, toastier flavors, a little bit spicy. Oh yes, really, 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 really nice. Really different to Burgundy. I mean, you really can't compare. So this is maybe a little bit more powerful, more structured. So if you like your big, full-bodied wines, probably Bordeaux is your best bet. If you're into something maybe a little bit more delicate, a little bit softer, maybe easier drinking, summer drinking, where it's a little bit lighter, not necessarily not complex. I mean, Burgundy can be a super complex wine, but much, much softer, much lighter, much more delicate than Bordeaux. What about pairing with food? I would say Burgundy being so soft and light can handle maybe stronger fishes like tuna. It can handle bird like chicken or you know, if it's got a little bit of age on it, maybe a bit of duck, quail. On the other end of the spectrum in Bordeaux, when we've got all this power and all this structure, now we need really rich dishes. We're talking lamb, we're talking beef. A little hint over here. When you grill beef and you leave it rare, so it's got all this blood inside, that helps to soften the tannins. So the actual blood actually softens the tannins and makes it a little bit more approachable. Great stuff. So, there you have it. The difference between Bordeaux and Burgundy. Try it out as soon as possible. See you.